This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Just Try It, brought to you by E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street, downtown Louisville. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience, 10 to 7 p.m. And always good to have the owner with us, Randy Carancy. Randy, how are you, my friend?
Doing pretty darn good, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. It's just amazing how fast the time flies. I mean, we were kicking off the new year. We had all our sports shows and all, and now we're on almost the backside of summer here in just a few weeks. So it's been crazy, man.
Scott, this is crazy. I mean, everything is going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Our lives are going fast is how I look at this. And, man, you better enjoy some of the finer things in life. And in my opinion, you know, an e-bike is one of the finer things in life. But
I'll start to say, you know what, that is one thing. And we brought this up a few times, but I think it's a good thing to bring up now. It's just, like you said, we're all driving 70, 80 miles an hour most of the time, you know, 7 days a week, you know, just busy, busy, busy. And, man, to get out on a bike and just slow down, let some breeze hit your hair if you got some, and just, you know, look around, see some animals or whatever. It is
smell the roses,
relaxing, right? Man. It is relaxing for sure.
Well, we talk about this mental health-wise. Sometimes riding a bike just puts everything in a different light, a different perspective. Get out and enjoy these beautiful days. Yeah, it's been hot. It's been really hot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's plenty of places that you can ride along the creek. Matter of fact, our test ride area goes right along the creek and right there in downtown Louisville. You know,
yep.
I mean, as soon as you hit the trail system, you get on that trail system that goes along the creek. Granted, the creeks aren't running overly strong right now, but it's still cooler than it is out in the hot sun.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we reminisced last week about your birthday bash there. So, again, congrats on a great showing there. And kicking off year number 10, man, I tell you, that's pretty exciting for you guys.
Yeah, you know, Scott, we've said it so many times. I've said it so many times that I've been blessed. I've been blessed. I have great people. I have great customers. Our suppliers are super with us. I have been truly blessed.
Right.
In my life.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to be able to, you know, help people get onto a bike. 'Cause I'll tell you something. When I first started this business, you know, people did not accept e-bikes very positively, and mostly the purest cyclists, but it took a while for people to finally understand, you know, what exactly an e-bike is and how it can perform for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they've done it, man, they're going, where has this been all my life? We hear that all the time, don't we?
Absolutely.
All the time.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, man, I tell people all the time, you know, I tell them about e-bike Colorado, I go, look, this is a premium bike store. And I don't mean that just because of the type bikes you carry, but from just all the boxes everybody'd want to check, from service, you know, the sales, knowledgeable sales staff, how they're going to get treated. But then it also leans over to to what you carry and the brands that you have chosen, because I imagine there's not a month that goes by and probably not a week that goes by where you don't get a call of somebody wanting you to carry their brand. So kind of walk us through, you know, what that progression's been like through these first 9 years, and as you're kicking off year number 10, as just, you know, trying to make sure you stay at that level You know, you're not going to be an e-bike for everybody. You know, some people are looking for the cheapest thing that's got two wheels. So, I mean, what's been your goal through that 9 years in staying at a certain level?
Well, you know, Scott, here's the thing. You're only the product that you sell is only as good as the manufacturer manufactures it, right? Sure, our staff can be knowledgeable. Our staff can give great customer service, all of those things. But if the product that you sell is problematic or is habitual with breakdowns or whatever, it doesn't matter how great your staff is. It doesn't matter how great, you know, your organization is. So we vet these manufacturers that approach us. You said, you know, you get it probably a couple of times a week or whatever. I don't remember exactly how you said. We get it daily, multiple emails daily, or phone calls, or people dropping in. We have had people drop into our store. We're busy with customers or whatever. They got a van, and all of a sudden there's six or eight bikes sitting in my parking lot. And we're going, what are you doing? And they're going, we want to show you our bike lane. Well, we're busy right now, you know. if in other words, we would might take a look at their bike, but it's going to be before our doors open for business because we're busy.
Right.
And to just drop in on a store like that is really difficult to turn off to us, you know. But so the bike brands that we carry are all, you know, very well vetted products. And we also know that, hey, if there's a problem with the bike, it's not habitual. It's a one-off thing or something down those lines. You know, it's not a problematic bike.
Right.
We won't sell those. I don't care what kind of price they are. There's plenty of guys out there that will sell. They know that a bike has got problems. And they're selling it anyway because it's cheap, and that's what the type of customer that they're catering to. There's nothing wrong with trying to get a good deal on a bike, getting a lower priced bike. I'm okay with that.
Sure.
But just to sell a low priced bike, knowing very well that it's going to have service issues, not my game. Not my game at all. And we've got some extremely well-priced bikes that fit that category for people, you know, that are on a tighter budget or whatever the reasons are that they want to go to that lower price point bike. That's great. Come in. We've got it. And we've got, you know, the mid-range, and we've got some high-end. So we really try to fill that gap for all of the different type of rider or the type of person that's buying. I've got people, Scott, that, I mean, I got a guy that's was a head of counsel for Shell Oil his entire life. He's made some pretty good money over his lifetime, right? I would imagine. Shell Oil Company?
Yeah.
And he was the chief counsel. He came in and he bought one of the least expensive bikes that we had. He goes, Randy, what do you think about this? And I said, I think it's a great bike for you, for what you're going to do. I have multiple houses across the, you know, the country. And I said, for what you're doing, this is a great bike for you. He goes, maybe I should buy something more expensive. I said, honestly, I'm not so sure you need to, because what you've explained, the type of riding, and I know the trails that he rides because he lives very close to our store. I said, I think you're just fine with this. He buys that bike, you know, and then he goes, I got to know him a little bit, and he goes, why didn't you try to upsell me? I was willing to pay him more money. I said, because this bike works for you. You don't need to spend more money for what you do with this bike.
Right.
He goes, wow. He goes, you know, normally if somebody says, well, I can afford to buy a little more expensive bike, but you didn't do that. So no, because there's a... Your needs were taken care of, and your wants were taken care of with this particular brand and that particular model.
Yeah.
So that's how we do our store. That's how it is. The salespeople are the same way. There's people that want, you know, money's no object to them, and they want the finest that they can get. We're going to show them that bike as well, right? We're not going to discourage somebody from buying a more expensive bike. my point and I'm bringing out is that we are not going to just upsell you to buy features that you would never use on the type of cycling that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Randy Krantz is with us. He is the owner of eBike of Colorado, as I mentioned, 544 Front Street, downtown Louisville, 7 days a week. So, hey, Randy, fully admit, hey, it's been warm here in the afternoons, okay? But you know what? They're open till 7. So slip over there about 5:30 and, man, take a test ride on the trail system that's right there. And, again, the staff will help you out and get you on some good bikes there to try them out. All right, let's talk about
Scott, also to that point, you know, we talked about the trail system and riding along the creek. It's shaded.
Oh yeah.
So yes, it's still going to be warm, but the sun isn't going to be beating down straight on you. So our test ride is way different than a lot of people's test rides are, you know, within the Front Range of Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
You're riding around in a parking lot. You're riding around on a hot pavement street. Once you hit the trail system 3 blocks away, you're in a shaded area for I would say maybe not quite half of the test ride, but you could certainly get close to that, you know.
Yeah.
About a mile and a half of shaded area.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Our test ride area is way different than most bike shops, no matter where they're located, other than the Western Slope, maybe.
You know? Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I don't know of anybody that's got anything like you, man, at all. At all.
Yeah.
Hey, Orbea, I was looking at your Facebook page and flipping through some of the recent posts, and it looks like Orbea came out with a new bike for you.
They did, and that's going to be – that's a hot bike. We've got people – so you know our relationships with a lot of our manufacturers,
yeah.
And they're pretty strong.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
So we have that bike in stock. There's a very limited models to that, and that bike is hot, and it's not really readily in a full production until after the first year. But for some reason, Scott, we've got them.
E-Bike of Colorado's got it. Yeah.
We've got it. We did that with multiple manufacturers. We had one. So back to that Orbea thing. Yes, come take a look at this bike. This bike is phenomenal. The staff is drooling over it. Staff said, I want the first one. I said, you don't get it. You know, the staff, we love our staff, but they have to wait.
Sure.
You know, these are for our customers.
Now, what type of rider is that bike kind of built for?
Well, yeah, that's going to be a mountain bike rider. You know, that's
okay.
Somebody that, and, you know, I didn't get a chance to read the article, but, you know, we have our little chat groups within the company, right?
Sure, sure.
And one of the guys, he's actually a college student on exchange right now. And he's in Europe. And so he sent this article. He says, a good read. I just was able to skim it. But he talks about, is mountain biking really going to be accepted as an e-bike mountain bike? Because most of those riders are very much purists. They want to ride just a standard bike. They love pushing their bike up the hill after they've ridden it for, you know, 30 minutes, then they just love pushing it up the hill. And our guys on the e-bikes, they ride them up the hill. You know, there's a lot of downhill cyclists too. So what they do, you know, they'll ride a chairlift up on a winter park, for instance, or
right.
Some other ski area, and they'll ride down. That's an enduro type bike. That's a downhill type bike that they're riding. Whereas a lot of people want to climb the mountain. So that's a different, in a way, it's even a different style bike. It's not, I would never know the difference between them. But the people that really understand that type of cycling do understand it. So the thing is that it's a specific rider. But man, oh man, they are, the e-bike mountain bike has really taken off. And it's taken it by storm. And, you know, we have an e-bike racing team. They actually race right here in Colorado, you know, with different trail system, and it's extremely popular. And it wasn't so much even 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I guess it would be fairer to say, more fair to say. So 3 years ago, it was pretty much, you know, a pretty small group, half a dozen to a dozen e-bike guys in the race.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's 50, 60 to 100 that are competing. And, you know, these are all amateur type racing stuff, but, you know,
yeah,
we've got guys on our staff that step on that podium either first, second, or third,
right,
almost regularly.
Our guys are in case you can't hear me.
Yeah, that's great. And it's great. And again, just one more ingredient to the success of a sales staff when they're talking about bikes. They know their product. And I've mentioned this to you before, but man,
yeah, do you want me to keep talking?
Whole life, a sales manager in the furniture business for
just to make sure.
Jake and Casey,
if I'm in or out,
furniture and training salespeople.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Man, when I go into a place and ask a question, okay, in your world, what's the difference in this bike at, you know, $2,200 and this bike for $3,500? What am I getting, and what, you know, what's the difference? And then a guy, you know, and again, your people don't do this, but a person looks at a tag and starts reading, and they don't know,
yeah,
you know, and that drives me crazy, you know. But and that's one reason your staff, because, man, they know bikes, man. They live it.
You know, Scott, it's kind of funny because almost every salesperson that has ever worked for us, I'll walk in the store sometime, you know, and I might be gone for a week or two or something like that, maybe even longer in some cases, and I could walk in the store. And I walk in, and I walk up to a guy, and they go, "Hey, Randy, it's good to see you. You know, good to see you." I said, "Sell me this bike." And they go, "What?" I said, "I want to know the features on this bike, this particular model." And they better be prepared to give me the features on that bike.
Mm-hmm.
And I take them back because they go, "Well, you know," and I go, I know. Now I want you to tell me what I don't know. And it works because they are on guard. They know. And a sales manager, for instance, say, "You better know it, because I'll tell you something. He'll walk through that door one morning and everything will be just great. He'll bring donuts in and then he'll say, 'Sell me that bike.' You better be able to know that product line."
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, he won't be happy. And I'm not a jerk about it, but, you know, it's like, you need to brush up on your skills a little bit, you know, or
sure.
Here's another thing I do. You need to go ride that bike. They go, "What?" "You need to go ride that bike." New people come on staff, right? They go, "Well, first thing you should do is you should probably ride about 6 bikes today." They go, that's what I do today. My second day on the job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ride those bikes. And they're going, Do I get paid? Yep, you're on the clock. And then they come back and they go, "I understand now."
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe they actually had an e-bike, but it wasn't the brands that we sell. And they go, "This is so much different than the bike I bought," because they bought a bike either on Craigslist or, you know, something, or online. And they go, this is amazing. That's how you know your product line, right?
Yep.
You got to try it. So
yep.
Just try it isn't just for our customers. It's for our salespeople and service people as well.
Sure.
You know?
Yep. Randy Krantz is with us once again, the owner of eBike of Colorado. All right. I don't want to make this confusing, but, you know, the rebate thing with the state is still in effect of $225. You know, you did a match all the way through from the first year all the way till just a few weeks ago, and on just about everything. And so, but now we've made a little bit of a shift there, and we're mentioning the Orbea bike. So I wanted to mention that is one that you are continuing to match the rebate on. So it would be a total of $450 off for Colorado residents off of these this particular Orbea bike. And I'll let you pick up from there and explain it how you would like.
Yeah, so the best way to think about this, anything with a Bosch system, and most mid-drive bikes we're gonna match that $225 with the state. So the state offers $225. Most bike shops, that's it. That's the rebate. Well, E-Bike of Colorado, we decided that we would come out of pocket the other $225 to give you a full $450 as they did last year. We'd been talking all along that we're going to stop that on some of the rear hub bikes with the throttles and that type of thing. And we did stop that, you know, a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's only on two different brands.
Right.
Scott. And those brands are running additional sales anyway. So it's close to it. And some of it has accessories and some of them have, you know, an additional $100 off if you test ride this bike. When we start putting all that against it, it's tough to continue to come out of pocket. So financially, you know. So we kept it with the mid-drive Bosch system for sure, Shimano systems for sure. There's not very many other mid-drive, you know, manufacturers out there. There are a few, but it's pretty limited.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some of these really hot bikes that have come out that are almost impossible to get, some of those bikes we don't match. We still get the $225 from the state.
Sure.
So the best thing to do is come in, test ride. Trust me, it's on such a selected few that we don't match that I'm sure that you'd find a bike that fits your needs. And that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Find a bike that most fits your needs. You're still going to get a great deal no matter what.
But yeah, absolutely.
Pick the bike that works for you. Don't pick a bike that, well, I'm going to spend extra money to save my friend's wife. You know him well, AJ's wife. She just says, you guys spent $10,000 to save $250. I go, yeah. So she goes, this doesn't make sense to me. So don't buy a bike just because you're going to get an additional $225 off.
Right.
Buy the bike that makes the most sense to you. And by all means, test ride as many bikes as you want as often as you want.
Right.
Because that's what's going to sell that bike.
Yep.
You riding that bike is going to sell that bike to yourself, not our sales team. Mm-hmm. They'll answer your questions, and they'll be very good at it. And we will continue that same type of customer service well after the sale is made.
Right.
But the end result is you pick the bike that fits your needs the best.
Right, right. And that'll work out good for you. And again, it's 544 Front Street. And I always just want to keep reminding you of this, 10 to 7 every day of the week. They're open. So you can go Monday, Sunday, whatever. They'll be there 10 to 7. Hey, last three or four minutes here, but I want to touch on the bike. You know, Segway, of course, a great, great, another great manufacturer of yours. And that, is it pronounced Mushi?
Yeah, the Mushi.
Mushi, uh-huh. Yeah. I had somebody ask me about that the other day because they saw I was up there for the your birthday bash and everything, and they said, hey, you guys have talked about that. That sounds like a smoking great deal on an e-bike. I'm going, it is a smoking great deal. So talk about that one just a little bit. And then, you know, and again, I'm trying to just help people out. Who is that a good – what type of rider and things is that a good bike for?
This is going to be interesting. Because my wife rides that bike, she has, you know, a little different type of wants for her, and at her place, you know, away from Colorado, the roads are a little bit rougher, and she likes that smaller bike, and she wants that throttle on that, and so she has that bike. She actually has a couple of bikes, and then when we go back to Colorado back and forth, she will ride her regular. She rides a Gazelle,
mm-hmm.
and that's a mid-drive. So it's a totally different type of bike, right? Mid-drive versus the rear hub throttle bike. So, and my wife is, you know, our age, right?
Right.
I just put a 15-year-old here at our place in Wyoming on her bike, rolled it out of the garage. She got on the Mushi. This 15-year-old, she's a little bitty thing. She's not a very big gal. She rides back, she goes to her mom, she goes, Mom, this is the bike I want. So, you know, I take it from a 15-year-old to a much more, a grandma,
Yeah.
Barb could be her grandma.
Okay.
And they both want that bike. And so, yeah, my 11-year-old grandson rides mm-hmm. that bike.
Wow.
So it's a great bike. And yeah. one that anybody should consider. So this, I just gave you a whole spectrum of age difference.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
And so I think my 11-year-old grandson is bigger than that 15-year-old little young girl that she says, I'm getting my driver's permit next week. And I went, oh, my gosh, you're going to sit on a phone book? Because how do you even steal for the steering wheel?
Right, right.
But so anyway, once again, Scott, it's so important for people to ride different model bikes,
yep.
different types of bikes, so that you can't do that if you're buying them online.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible. And it's so prevalent. People come in and go, they might bring their bike in for service. We're servicing their bike. We say, they're eyeing a bike on the floor. You go, why don't you take that out for a test ride? No, I'm just having my e-bike service. No, take that one for a ride. They come back. You take trade-ins? Because all of a sudden they go, this bike is so much different than the way my bike rides. And they go, you know what? I think this bike costs less than mine when you put the rebates on it.
And
then the fact that I get it all serviced, you know, and assembled and all of that, it's less money than the one I bought online. We're going, yep.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so I really do encourage our listeners to come in and just try some things before you buy it online. If that's your stick, do that.
Yep.
But it's way different to get them serviced, because there's a lot of bike shops. I believe we set the precedence to this. We won't service the electrical system on them because the liability is too great.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens and those things catch on fire or something. I'm not trying to bash anybody's brand or anything. I haven't mentioned one of those, but you got to make sure that you're buying from a reputable organization.
Yep.
We stand behind our product line, and you know we do, Scott.
And the best reputable organization is E-Bike of Colorado, 544 Front Street, downtown Louisville. Get by and see them. Again, no excuses, 7 days a week, 10 to 7. Go take a test ride and just try it. And when you go in, be sure and let them know you heard them here. You'll hear them on Haystack Up Radio. Randy's on our Sportsman Colorado show. He's everywhere. So, hey, just tell them Scott sent you, and we'll appreciate that. Randy, our time is up, but we appreciate yours, bud. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'm sure I'll see you soon.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. That's Randy Crancy, owner of E-Bike of Colorado. You're listening to Haystack Up Radio. We'll be right back.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home, qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home. Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at aimortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. Regulated by DORA, NMLS, 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. This is 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome to Listen Up. My name is Scott Watley. We are glad you're with us. Our show is brought to you by Custom Ear Solutions. Their number is 720-839-7705. You can check them out at customearsolutions.com. Always good to have Dr. Melissa Fling with us. Dr. Fling, how are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm great. How are you?
How the last few weeks been good for you?
Busy. I started taking vocal lessons.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Singing lessons. I've been wanting to do that for 20 years. So It was the right time.
Do you have a specific genre you like? Are you a country? You want to be a country singer? You want to be a rap singer?
I've always loved R&B the most. I love pop. I love rock. But I would say singing-wise, R&B is probably the one that I've always gravitated towards.
Yeah, you know, one day you're going to have to come on here and we're going to take 3 minutes and you get to do a song for
us.
All right.
And that's why I'm taking the lessons, to get more comfortable doing that in front of people, because that's always been the fear. So that's been really fun to get that going.
Well,
yeah.
Very cool. I want to mention this real quick. Dr. Fling's going to be with us for our 2026 Mile High Hunt and Fish Expo. Now, you'll hear her on Sportsman of Colorado Radio on Saturdays 1 to 2 here on KLZ 560, as well as Haystack Help Radio. We're here every Wednesday and with Dr. Fling at 12:30. But she'll be with us for that expo, and we're looking forward to having her there as well. That is March 20th through the 22nd. And it's at the new event center at the National Western Stock Show area there. So we're looking forward. It's been a great help for all those attendees that have stopped by your booth. You mentioned our friends from Pheasant Forever even stopped by.
Yeah, right, ISC, at the other expo, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to put together some type of donation for their members. Mm-hmm. Are they members of an organization?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Guess I should find that out. But yeah, so I'm going to make some kind of donation for hearing protection.
We'll have to take you out for a pheasant hunt.
Let
you do that.
Yeah.
Let you watch the dogs work. I mean, it's so
cool. Yeah.
No, it is absolutely very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. We're going to get to our topic today. Provocative Hearing Truth.
Yes.
With Dr. Melissa Fling. All right. So, hey, hearing loss, how do you describe it?
How do I describe hearing loss? Well, I would say the most common description of it for people that have it is they feel like they can't understand. Mm-hmm. So they don't know that they have hearing loss, because they're telling people, I can hear things fine, I can't understand it, though. So detection of sound is fine, but the understanding part. So hearing loss is kind of almost a misnomer, because it people don't necessarily feel like they're not hearing. They feel like they're not understanding. That's a really important nuance to understand when you start having symptoms like that, so that you can kind of distinguish between what you're experiencing and the fact that it is actually hearing loss. Hearing loss doesn't always present as you don't hear things well. It's usually not understanding things well.
That could just be a married guy thing.
That's also a probability, I should say. It's a separate issue. Yeah.
That's another show.
Yep.
You know, you said something interesting, though, about hearing loss and being a chronic health condition.
Tell
me that line again.
Yeah. So hearing loss is the only chronic health condition most people don't do anything about for a decade. Yeah. The stat is it's usually 5 to 7 years before somebody does anything about it, mm-hmm. from the point that they start noticing symptoms. So that's kind of an interesting thing to think about, that you might start to notice difficulties, but you don't do anything about it for probably a decade.
Right. Because, something starts to get blurry, most of us are going to go to the eye doctor. Right, exactly.
I mean, people are treating their blood pressure. You know, everybody's kind of keeping an eye on their blood pressure. Everybody's on blood pressure medication. Mm-hmm. They're checking their cholesterol. They're getting their vision checked. But when it comes to hearing, and I understand what the reasons are for it, but when it comes to hearing, it usually gets put on the back burner And it's like, eh, whatever, I'll deal with that later.
Right.
You know, and it's usually due to, there's a lot of stigma out there about what it means to have hearing loss and how it makes you look out in the world. So then there comes denial with that, with the stigma. And also, it's just slow developing. So you don't necessarily notice it. It's other people that notice it first.
It'd be good if we treated our ears like we do our eyes.
Yes, I agree. That's a good line.
And just and just every year, just invest. I mean, the hearing exam.
Mm-hmm.
What's the cost on that now?
The cost is $200.
Okay, $200. $100 a year. So break it down like that. All right. Now, but seriously, what's $200 to just invest in your hearing health?
Yeah.
Because once it's gone, it's not going to come back. Now, you may get some, you know, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 hearing aids, but I mean, isn't that $200 to spend along? And then, of course, your mission, protect what you have.
Yeah. Is key. I think it's cheaper to put money into, invest into prevention than it is to invest in treatment once damage has been done because you weren't doing what you should have been doing to prevent it.
Right.
That's my feeling about it anyway. Yeah. Right.
Now, do you have you had people come in, and we'll say to the men saying this, my wife wanted me to come in and get a hearing test.
Yeah, that's the probably the most, one of the most common driving factors for somebody to come in for a hearing test for men. But women also, women can, like we've talked about before, there is a strong psychological component that goes into hearing loss and noticing symptoms. But if your spouse says that you need to have a hearing test, you probably do. And a lot of people are going to listen to this and go, oh, you know, what, whatever. But it truly is because, you know, what I just said before about hearing loss developing so slowly, you don't notice it. When it's you, you don't notice it. Your brain slowly adjusts to the changes that are happening.
Right.
It's not an overnight thing. When it is, then you do notice it. But in most cases, it's gradual. So it's the people around you that notice it first. So if your spouse is starting to notice, you're turning the TV up louder, you're saying what more often, you struggle so much at dinner with friends more than everybody else.
And phone conversations is one thing. You know, I think I brought this up several months ago. I have a friend of mine, and I know talking to his grandkids separately, do you guys stay in touch? Well, you know what? We call, but he can never hear us.
Yes.
And we end up, it's not a fun phone call because we're having to repeat everything.
Right, right. Know? Yeah, that's what happens. And then there's, yeah, so it's not just like social withdrawal for the person that's experiencing it, but that can be an effect too. Family members, friends, they start to communicate and interact with you differently because they have to put so much more effort in. I mean, when one person in the family has hearing loss, it affects the entire family. Whether you're aware of it or not, there will be little modifications in behavior for the good or for the bad, but it affects everybody in some way.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, if you're just joining us, Dr. Melissa Fling is with us. It's Custom Ear Solutions, 720-839-7705. And, you know, we do a show, Dr. Shane Stedman, and we've talked about this too. When you're not hearing right, I mean, it is a proven thing. It does hurt the brain.
Mm.
And dementia comes, Alzheimer's. I mean,
yeah,
because people just, they kind of close in then. They don't want to be around everybody at the dinner table then. I mean, they go over and sit in a recliner and eat or something because they know they can't hear and everybody's just going to have to be repeating. And so it does hurt your memory.
Yeah, it's one, the brain has to work so much harder when you have hearing loss. And there's a whole lot of detail that goes into that. But when you have hearing loss, you're focusing harder, you're listening harder. And I see this all the time in people that I work with. They are locked in on my face, every detail of my facial movement, because they're using all those cues to supplement what they're hearing. And they're missing certain things. So one, the focus is harder. And that's fatiguing, really, over time. And so, and that can just be one-on-one in a quiet environment. If you put that person in a noisy restaurant with a group of people, forget about it. They're not going to be able to, they're going to miss so much. And when you're missing so much like that, you tend to just give up because it's too much energy to put out to understand people. And the more that happens, you start to socially withdraw from those activities. So you don't want to go out to dinner with your friends anymore. Right. You don't want to have family gatherings. Social withdrawal has a whole other effect on the health of the brain. You know, as humans, we are very social. We need to be connected. It's healthy for us to be connected to each other. So when there's something that's driving a disconnection between you and your family, your friends, your coworkers, that can lead to depression. And then depression has other effects on the health of the brain. So hearing loss is not an isolated health condition. There's so many things that it can lead to down the road if you leave it untreated for years.
Right. What about ringing in the ears? Okay. How many people do you see that suffer with tinnitus?
Well, you know, I do VA exams on veterans. So I would say almost all of them, 99% of them are coming in with complaints of hearing problems and ringing in the ears. It's extremely common. It's one of the most common health conditions in the world. and what I kind of wanted to clear up is that even though it doesn't have to be this big, scary thing, ringing in the ears, it's not a normal thing. It's common, but it's not normal. It's typically a symptom that something has changed within your auditory system, and the change can be due to damage from noise exposure, from head trauma, from certain medications, blood pressure, kidney disease, diabetes. There's a long list of things. But I just want to clear up that, again, doesn't have to be a big scary thing. It's not. We know a lot about it. We don't know everything about it. We don't know how to cure it yet, but it's not a normal thing. So if you've had it for years and it doesn't really bother you, that's great. But if you've never had a hearing test, I would highly, strongly suggest go just get a baseline, like you always say, see where you're at, so that if things change in the future, we can kind of track it. But just know that ringing in the ears is typically a symptom that something is malfunctioning within your auditory system.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Custom Ear Solutions, Dr. Melissa Fling. Hey, give her a call, 720-839-7705. Schedule your hearing exam today, and when you call, be sure and let her know you heard her here on Listen Up and KLZ 560. So great information. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Scott.
We got to hit a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Riding an e-bike will make you feel like a kid again. Just try it. Hi, I'm Randy Kranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride the trails. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. And tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
You're listening to 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome to Listen Up. Again, my name is Scott Watley. Dr. Melissa Fling is with us. It's Custom Ear Solutions. Once again, their number is 720-839-7705. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about a lot of things about hearing loss, and some of it we've called provocative hearing truths. So we'll put it this way. Listen up. Hearing loss is the only chronic health condition most people wait a decade to treat, says Dr. Fling. All right. And then listen up here. If your spouse says you need a hearing test, you probably do. And then here's another one. Listen up. Ringing in your ears is not normal, even if it's common. And look, we put up with so many things in our health. Don't put up with that, all right? There is help out there. And first of all, welcome, Dr. Clay.
Thank
all
you.
Right? I just got into the script here.
Take over, Scott.
But while there's not a cure for TEN, there's some treatments out there to try to help manage.
Correct.
Is that the best way to say it?
Yeah, manage your reaction.
Right.
Because in most cases, the most problematic thing about having tinnitus is the emotional response that you have to it.
Right. All right, let's talk about hearing as brain work. You just kind of talked about that recently. So let's talk about that just a little bit and we'll move on.
Yeah, so I just wanted to reiterate that untreated hearing loss increases something called cognitive load, is kind of what we're calling it. And all that means is the brain is working harder when you have hearing loss because we hear with our ears, right? But you could really say we hear with our brains. All the information that is collected from our ears is sent to our brain for interpretation. If the hearing organ is damaged from noise exposure or whatever, the signal that's going up to the brain is not as good as it was when your hearing was normal. There's missing information in the signal going to the brain. When the brain doesn't have all the information that it had before, it has to work harder to interpret it. So people will naturally start focusing harder to listen in challenging listening environments, like a restaurant setting, for example. Bunch of people talking all at the same time. You're having to filter out noise that you don't want to hear. You're having to separate certain voices from other voices. You're visually having to focus harder on someone's face so you can pick up visual cues. Mm-hmm. So all of that to say, your brain is just working so much harder when you have hearing loss. And over time, one of the effects of that can be social withdrawal because you're working so hard. And that leads to many other things that we kind of reviewed just previously. But yeah, I just want to just reiterate that if you have hearing loss, your brain is working so much harder to listen and hear, and you probably aren't even aware of it until maybe you are fitted with hearing aids and you're given sound more easily. So you can just detect sound easier and you're not focusing as hard. And then you'll realize how hard you were working when you didn't have hearing aids.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I think back during COVID, we went through all that stupid mask stuff, and I hated that. There's so much expression. When I can't read a person's face, that drives me crazy. And sometimes you don't have to say a word. You can read somebody's face. You know what
yes.
I mean? And we couldn't do that.
Yes.
You know, we're just looking at eyes, you know? And I mean, man, I hated the mask for a million reasons, but that was one of them.
It's so true. We get so much information from each other's facial cues.
Sure.
And you know, a lot of people told me during that time, veterans and other people that I was working with told me they realized that they had a hearing problem during COVID because of the use of masks. Because once the visual information was taken away, they found that they couldn't understand what people were saying. So then it revealed to them that they had a quote unquote hearing problem, whereas they didn't know that before.
Right. All right. Listen up. That's the name of our show. So listen up here. Earwax is not dirty. All right, explain that, because it doesn't look good on the end of that cue. Did you get that? By the way, I sent you a message on Q-tips. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
Because we were talking one time, like, I wonder if it was invented for that.
What's the history of Q-tips? That was great.
So it does look not good, though.
Yeah, well, it's brown and it's gooey. I mean, it can have different consistencies, but it's so important. And it's funny because so many people that I see, I tell them, okay, I'm going to take a look in your ears. And they're like, oh, I tried to clean them. Hopefully they're not gross. You know, everybody associates earwax with being dirty mm-hmm. or that it's gross. For me, I see it differently just because of, you know, the nature of my profession. So I don't look in someone's ear and see a lot of earwax and go, ew, no, right. you know. No, it's
it. You've never looked in and went, oh my God. yeah.
No, you gotta okay. you gotta have game face, Scott. Yeah, you really. Can't you can't do that.
Where have you been?
Yeah, well, so first thing, it's protective. And we've kind of talked about this before, but because of the consistency of it, usually it's kind of sticky, tacky. It, you know, like for example, if a bug were to crawl in your ear, it would be difficult. If you have a good amount of wax in the opening of your canal, mm-hmm. it'll be difficult for that bug to get past the earwax. Right. It's kind of a trap for right. debris. It's also antimicrobial, so it helps prevent ear infections. It keeps your skin moisturized in your ear canal. If it gets too dry, it'll get itchy. Some people just have chronically itchy ears, and they are the ones that tend not to produce that much earwax. Mm. Okay, so, and also it comes out on its own naturally. Everybody thinks you have to use Q-tips to get it out. The skin migrates out from the eardrum, out of the ear canal, and with it, it brings wax and other debris. So this is really important to know. The ears are self-cleaning. You don't technically have to clean the inside of your ears. Now, I would keep the outside, the pinna, the part that's on your head, right? That I would keep clean. But you don't necessarily have to go into the ear canal to clean it. It's going to clean itself. Most really? Times, Q-tip use just interferes with mm-hmm. that process. So yeah, you don't have to clean your ears, guys. Just let them do
wow,
their thing.
Cool. All right, I can check that off my list. Now here's another. I want to jump to this real quick. Listen yeah. up. If you're saying I can hear you, I just can't understand you, that's hearing loss.
Yes. Yeah, and we talked about this a little earlier. We should call it understanding loss instead of hearing loss, because one of the first symptoms that shows up for people with hearing loss is speech understanding. They start to notice that speech isn't as clear as it used to be. A lot of people start complaining that people are mumbling. They think it's other people. They don't realize that it's their hearing that's declining. Mm-hmm. And typically with age-related hearing loss and noise-induced hearing loss, it's high-frequency hearing loss. So you've lost some sensitivity in the high-frequency range. That's where a lot of really important consonant sounds are, like S, F, TH, K, P, those are high frequency and they don't have a lot of volume behind them, so they're pretty soft. So when you lose sensitivity in the high frequency range, you can't pick up on those subtle consonant sounds as well okay. anymore, and it just makes things sound unclear. So another kind of takeaway message from this is that vowels carry volume. That's where all the volume in our speech is, okay. in vowels. Consonants carry clarity. When we can't hear consonants, speech is not as clear.
Interesting.
Yeah. So vowels carry volume. Consonants carry clarity.
That's why they say, can I buy a vowel for $200?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I want to spend our remaining 4 or 5 minutes here on protecting your hearing.
Yeah.
Because that's what
my favorite topic.
All right. So now, I love this line here. Listen up. Protecting your hearing now determines how you age later.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. enough said right there.
Yes. And that goes, you know, that can be applied to so many different things in the way that we take care of ourselves, mm-hmm. even just like your muscles. If you're not challenging and strengthening your muscles, they're going to atrophy over time, and that will weaken you, and eventually you won't be able to stand up off the couch on your own. You know, so it just depends. How do you want to age? What's important to you? And hearing is one of those things. So if your hearing is important to you, which, you know, in a lot of ways connects you with the world, then it's critical to protect it. And my mission is not only to teach people to protect it, but to teach them how to protect it and what the options are and when they should be protecting it. Because there's a lot of lack of awareness around that I've mm-hmm. found, which is, you know, initially what prompted me to want to specialize in this further.
Sure.
because I just in talking to people noticed that they're not aware of what the options are to protect their hearing, particularly when it comes to custom products. A lot of people aren't aware that you can have a custom fitted ear mold for hearing protection, and just when they would need to, you know? And so, yeah, that's my mission.
Cause you know what, just being a guy and thinking like guys think, I think maybe people may think, well, I do this every day, and I'll just say that this factory, and not that we have a lot of factory, but I do this every day around loud construction trucks. My ears are used to it.
I've heard that so much, especially in the military, you know, like when they're going through basic training and getting exposed to all the firearms and grenade explosions and all this different stuff that they're simulating. I've heard anyway from service members and veterans that they're told like, oh, that, you know, you just got to toughen up your ears, toughen them up. But there's no such thing as toughening up your ears. What you're doing is you're damaging them. And then down the road, because you have a loss of sensitivity, you might not feel like those sounds are as loud anymore. And that's not because your ears have been toughened up. That's because you have hearing loss now and you can't hear it as well. So yeah, there's no such thing as toughening it up. It's just damage that's doing that.
So it's really not about today. It's about 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now. And I promise you, if you go to anybody you see, now there could be some medical conditions, so I'm not saying everybody, but if you see, you know, guy or gal with hearing aids and talk about what would you do different in your life, most of them would say, I would have done everything I could to protect my hearing. You know?
I've heard that a lot.
Man, I would have.
I really have heard that. Yeah, that they wish someone had told them, or they wish they'd known. And trust me, when you're young and you feel invincible, somebody might have told you. A lot of people might have told you, and you might have dismissed it and gone, oh, whatever. You know, so part of that is just being young and learning that you can get hurt.
I mean, I do a show with a medical doctor in Dallas every week, and he said, we were talking about this one day, he said, man, if we went to a concert and we didn't come out and our ears weren't ringing, it wasn't a good concert, you know. And now, of course, he's got tinnitus just like me, you know. So you're right.
And maybe he doesn't regret it because he had good times. Right. And so, yeah, it doesn't have to be this. It's not the end of the world or this most terrible thing in the world. But just a little more education around it so that if you choose to, if it's important to you to prevent something like that happening, you have the information that you need to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Custom Ear Solutions has the information you need. Dr. Flink can get you fixed up with your Custom Ear Solutions. I told her the day I met her, I love the name of the company. It's exactly what she does. A lot of different products for sleep, for concerts, for me on the radio here. She helps me out. I mean, for hunting, all shooting, work, you know, construction site, whatever. She can help you out. But folks, look, let me challenge you. Get the hearing test. It's $200, all right, to get a great hearing test, get that baseline, see what's going on, and then protect the hearing you have. So, Dr. Fling, we appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to our show next week.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks for being with us today. For Listen Up, again, it's Custom Ear Solutions, 720-839-7705.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.